Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word, and I hope you'll stick with us. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, our telephone lines are open. You can give us a call this afternoon. Toll free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'd love to get you on the air here this afternoon. Let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for a good day today. Thank you for watching over us. Bless now the program. Use us for your glory today. Help us be a blessing. Help us be an encouragement to somebody today. Help us to point people to Christ through the things we talk about. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good to be with you today. And, it's a little bit of winter trying to rear its head back up out there a little bit this week here in northeastern Ohio. And but the temperatures are coming up, and I think spring's along around the corner there. Next week, we're supposed to have some warm weather in the 50s, 60s, and such not. And I know my daffodils are poking up. They're up probably a good 3 inches, 4 inches out of the ground in some spots. And so I'm looking forward to that. I like spring to watch the different changes and everything. And as the snow melts and they're starting to come up. And that was in, I think it was about mid-30s, like 34 something. And a little bit of snow when I left Richfield coming up the highway. It's pretty clear, though, really. Quite a difference from some days here in the past couple of weeks. I think we've got most of our winter squeezed in here to the end of February, the beginning of March. But this will pass, and before too long, in a few months, we'll all be complaining about the heat, probably. So that's the nice thing I heard somebody say about northeastern Ohio is that God gave us just enough of each season to get tired of it and look forward to the next one. But I'm looking forward to spring. Well, I wanted to touch on a couple of things here today. And, there are a lot of people talking about the debates last night, the Republican debates, and I did not watch it on TV. I heard portions of it on the radio when I was doing different things, and also later on, I heard some where it was being broadcast a little bit later on, heard some portions of it as I was working on some stuff, so I didn't hear the entire thing, but heard portions, and it's just like, I just get to shake your head sometimes. It's not like we're being back in junior high school here, you know, somebody running for class president or something, just pray for our country. Pray for these people that are running. I mean, we need people to run that have a desire to certainly serve America, to be patriots, but we also need men who are godly men. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And we need to get some godly righteous men in authority so that we can see people begin to rejoice across this country as our country turns back to God. And with that in mind, I want to touch on a couple things I was thinking here. And I want to go back to Exodus chapter 18 here. And while I'm turning there, I want to remind you, you can always go to our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can listen to our past programs there, our Friday afternoon programs. We're also on Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight. And you can listen to those programs there as well. And also some other information and stuff there, as well as a link to our Facebook page for Live with Pastor Al. If you haven't visited our Facebook page, if you're on Facebook, I encourage you to check us out on Facebook and like us on Facebook. I try to get a number of articles and things posted over there at Facebook. And you can find all that at livewithpastoral.com. And you can also link to our webpage for our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, and certainly invite you to visit us there. More information about that will be given at the end of the program, and we have a Bible study there tonight, so if you're curious about things, you can visit us at our Bible study. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio, right where the Ohio Turnpike crosses Interstate 77. In fact, looking out from the conference room where we meet, you can see the toll booths for the Turnpike. We're that close, right there on Brecksville Road, State Route 21, 5171 Brecksville Road, Richfield, Ohio, at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. We'd love to have you visit us there, and we do what we do on the radio. We just let people ask questions, and we talk about different things, and it's informal. We have some refreshments, things like that, and if you don't have anything to do tonight and you like learning about the Bible, why don't you come bring your questions to our Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. Well, back to Exodus chapter 18 here. And in Exodus chapter 18, to set the stage here, Moses has left Egypt with the Jewish people. And as they're traveling along, God's delivered them from Egypt. And Moses is taking care of everything. I mean, he's literally dealing with all the problems of the people. And while he's there, Jethro, which is Moses' father-in-law, meets him there as they're traveling. And it says here in verse number 13, Exodus 18, verse number 13, it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning unto the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou alone, thyself alone, all the people stand by thee from morning unto even?" And Moses said unto his father-in-law, "Because the people come unto me to inquire of God. When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws." So this is what Moses was doing. He was the man that God chose, and he was doing the best that he could. But the problem here is Moses was only one man. There's a lot of people, and they had a lot of problems. And Moses' father-in-law, who had become a godly man. I had somebody try to tell me that Moses' father-in-law was a pagan and is giving pagan advice that the Jewish people come to regret here. But in verse number 12, just before where we started reading, it says, "And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. And Aaron came and all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God." So he's worshiping God there. And I think he'd become a godly man here myself. But it says here in verse 17, "And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, The thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away both thou and this people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone." Now, this is a problem. You know, Moses, one man, a lot of people, a lot of problems, and it's impossible for him to do everything himself. And I was thinking about the debates last night and just the political season that we're in, trying to come together on who we think should run in November to run for president. And then, of course, after the conventions, and especially here in northeastern Ohio with the Republican convention coming to Cleveland in July, everybody's getting caught up in all of these things. And then, of course, we're going to, after we get through the primary season that we're in now, and let me encourage you, Ohio's primary is coming up March the 15th, so don't miss that. You can have a say, and if you want to vote Republican, you can have a say in who the Republicans will run in November. If you want to vote Democrat, you can have a say in who the Democrats will run in November. If you want to vote for the Green Party, you can have a say in who the Green Party will run. This is your opportunity to let your voice be known and try to make a difference. But the reason we have political leaders is because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of problems. And really, it's impossible for one man, even the president, to do everything himself. And that was the wisdom of the founding fathers here in America, to divide up the legislation function to the Congress, to the House and Senate, and to divide up the judicial function to the courts, and then of course the executive function to the president, and that side of the government, to divide these things up and spread it up amongst other people. But Moses was wearing himself away, and Jethro says to him, "Hearken now unto my voice," in verse 19, "I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee, Be thou for the people to God where thou mayest bring the causes unto God, and thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk and work that they must and the work that they must do. Moreover, and this is what I want to center in verse 21 here. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all seasons. It shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place in peace. Now, it goes on to say Moses implements this plan here, and it really helps out. But in verse 21, he said, look for able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. And those are the ones they were supposed to select in order to place over them as rulers. And that's really interesting because the same sort of qualifications are given in Acts chapter 6 when the early church was growing and it was expanding rapidly. Thousands of people were being saved, and as the numbers of people in the early church grew, the number of problems began to increase, and the apostles were having difficulty taking care of everything there. And so in Acts chapter 6 in verse 1, it says, in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. And see, it reflects some of the things that Jethro told Moses back in Exodus chapter 18. And I think this is good wisdom for when we select political candidates. And that's why I encourage you, be informed. I'm not trying to tell you who to vote for, but Proverbs 28:2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. And when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And you think back in your life, if you've been through many presidential terms, in terms of different presidents, you probably have the opportunity to say, well, there's been times where we've had people that were better than others, had people who were not so good. And you begin to see the truth. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And we need to be careful because, Paul warned in terms of the spiritual things, there'd come a time when people would not endure sound doctrine, but they'd heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And we do the same thing in politics. We heap to ourselves people who say what we want to hear, things that make us feel good. We need to look past the rhetoric to the record of people, and we need to select godly people, righteous people, able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. We need to look for people who are of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. I think that's the kind of people we need to be selecting when we go into the polling booth. And that way, we're more likely to have the righteous in authority, and we can rejoice knowing that God has got his hand upon our government. That's my thought, and I hope that's an encouragement and a help to you as you try to sort out what's happening here in this crazy, crazy primary season. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. 888-677-9673 is our phone number. We have Bruce calling in. Bruce, welcome to the program today.
Hello, Pastor Al.
Hey, good morning, or good afternoon.
Yeah, I got to share an article with you.
Uh-huh.
Gingrich was on the Bill O'Reilly show, Fox News.
Oh, okay.
And he said the establishment is scared of Donald Trump because he doesn't belong to a secret society, and he wasn't involved in any rituals associated with such groups. He went on to name the Bohemian Grove. And
mm-hmm.
There's that skull and bones of the Bush family, part of. And I just want your commentary on that. It seems like most, they're members of the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the secret societies, our last couple of presidents. But it seems like Donald Trump's not in with the establishment, and they can't stand him.
Well, let me actually first touch on that. That term establishment is a term that I heard somebody, and I'm not saying I disagree with you here, but what I'm saying is some people try to redefine the term establishment. I was actually talking with my wife about it this morning. And about how people are trying to say, oh, he has to be in the establishment because, you know, he's a wealthy man and he's been involved in big business and given all these political campaigns. But, you know, you've probably been involved in organizations yourself in the past. There's always an inner circle in the organization, isn't there? And I think he's not welcome in that inner circle.
I've never been involved in any organization.
Well, I mean, you can be involved, whether it's the Boy Scouts or 4-H unfortunately, even in churches. But you get this mentality in a group of people where there's an inner circle, you know, the privileged few, so to speak, and all that. And just about any club or organization is going to have that. And regardless of whatever, Trump certainly isn't in that privileged few. Where he's the favored ones of them, and I think they see him as a threat for that reason. And I don't know about his membership or non-membership in some of these other groups. Certainly, we know that the devil is always trying to corrupt this country because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and this country has been used of God to send the gospel all around the world, and the devil hates that. He wants to destroy this country, and he's always trying to get people in there, and he's always trying to, you know, get his hooks into the government to steer it away from God. I'm trying to think who it was, the first president that got to live in the White House. I want to say it was either Madison or one of the Adams, but basically said something and had a prayer at the dedication of the White House to the effect that only that the godly and righteous people should ever live in that house. And that's not been the case, has it?
No, it hasn't been with the last few presidents.
Yeah. But,
I don't know anything about the Skull and Bones in the Bohemian Grove.
And for every one of those, there's probably a dozen more groups like that because, you know, since the 70s, I've followed a lot of different, looked at a lot of different conspiracy theories and things. I came to this conclusion. And in 2 Thessalonians, there's a great passage there. Let me just turn there real quick. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and he starts in verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come falling away first, and the Son of Man, man of sin be revealed, and the son of perdition, who exposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And after, you know, talking about the Antichrist who's going to come, and you have to remember the devil is trying constant, because the devil doesn't know when he's going to bring the Antichrist to power. He doesn't know when that's going to happen. And he's trying through a lot of these organizations to position people to, one, welcome the Antichrist when he comes, and number two, to groom the person that becomes the Antichrist so that he'll be able to take power. But as this passage goes on in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he continues in verse 5, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. So he's being withheld. He's being prevented from coming to power right now. And then it says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. And you pointed out some of these groups. The mystery of iniquity certainly working in the world and gets its hooks into the government, gets its hooks into various politicians and business and things like that. But he's currently being hindered because he continues on where he says the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth, and that word letteth is the same word, it's a Greek word for withholdeth, because it's being used in the term letteth as in to prevent, like in the legal terminology, without let or hindrance. And so he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And that's a thing that helped me, I think, put a lot of these various groups and things in perspective, is because when you see this, we know that the devil is always working. He's always got these groups. You know, the Trilateral Commission has not been around for thousands of years, but the devil has. The CFR has not been around for, or the Club of Rome, different ones like that have not been around for thousands of years. Some of these groups have been around longer than others, like, you know, the Illuminati, Masonry, things like that. But the devil's the one that's behind all of them. And he's working in all of those groups. The Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones have not been around as long as some of these other groups. And there were groups before them. And even when some groups disappear, other groups take their place. And the devil's working through all of them, like I said, to prepare people to receive the Antichrist and also to groom the person that will become the Antichrist. Because, you know, 100 years ago, the devil didn't know that that the Lord wouldn't have that or come back at that time. And, you know, he was ready 100 years ago with somebody to bring forward. I would say that Hitler could have been that person. Maybe Napoleon could have been that person previous to Hitler. Maybe, you know, who knows today who the devil's preparing to be the Antichrist. And I hope that kind of makes sense to you a little bit there.
My only thing is if these secret societies are kind of against Trump, that tells me he must be all right.
Well, and I think that's a good recommendation, except then the other portion is when we look for godly individuals, what do we do there? You know, so,
yeah,
you know, I you get to looking at this, and that's why you have to go and sometimes less, you know, vote for the, hold your nose and vote for the lesser of two evils, because,
right.
You know, it would be great if we had a godly individual who was not beholden to some of these organizations and that we could elect that person. But unfortunately, what's going to happen is either Donald Trump or Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz is probably going to be the nominee, and each one of them has their problems, and each one has their advantages, and so I guess you have to decide in your own mind, in your own heart, led by God, which one is better to vote for. I personally, I try to be guided by, first and foremost, does a person have a credible testimony of salvation? And, you know, of those three there, I think that Ted Cruz has the most credible testimony of salvation. And then, you know, I mean, Donald Trump said that he has nothing that he needs to be forgiven of. Even though he's bragged about his exploits.
Isn't Ted Cruz a TFR man, though?
I don't know that for sure myself. And that's why I said it depends on what one are we going to decide is more important, whether the person has a testimony of faith in Christ or whether they're, you know, a member of the CFR. So I would hope that if somebody is genuinely born again, if they've been involved in one of these organizations, that they might repent of it and they would have the Holy Spirit in them, and so that God could use them and God could bring them into the right, you know, frame of mind, that they could exercise godly rule. I would have more hope in that respect than for a person who's unsaved, who, you know, sees no need for God to control him. So, you know, I
appreciate your counsel on that.
Yeah, well, I thank you for that, Bruce, because that is things that we need to consider. And every believer needs to make a decision. What is going to be most important to me in this election? What characteristics, what things are going to rule people out? What things can I hold my nose and vote for? What things are going to be make or break type things? Because one of those three men is probably going to be the nominee, unless, of course, there's a brokered convention and it all goes up in the air and somebody completely off the radar walks in.
I think they're trying to drag America into this end-time New World Order.
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely correct with that.
These organizations are behind it, I believe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they've been around for thousands of years. Yeah. I just finished reading this morning 2 Chronicles, and I would encourage people, maybe in a time like this, sometimes it looks a little hopeless, and I do thank you for the call there, Bruce, but when it gets hopeless, read through the history of like 1st, 2nd Kings or 1st and 2nd Chronicles, And you see that history of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah, where they go through a series of wicked kings. And there are people in place that do everything they can to destroy the spiritual nature of the kingdom and drag them into the hands of the devil. And yet there's still godly leaders that rise up from time to time. That's where my hope is, that God will still raise up godly individuals. Thanks for listening. Join us next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.